State prosecutors and Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill are mounting a concerted effort to close needle exchange and harm reduction programs. In August, Madison County's needle exchange program, one of the first in the state, was shut down. Attorney General Hill praised the decision in a widely distributed opinion piece sent to media outlets across the state. Hill also recently called into question the credibility of the Centers for Disease Control after they published a report stating that needle exchange programs are effective in combating the national opioid epidemic. Chris Abert, founder and director of the Indiana Recovery Alliance, says his group is encouraging supporters to show up to a Lawrence County Commissioner's meeting later this month, where his needle exchange program is up for reapproval.
Chris, could you tell me a little bit about what is the background for this? Indiana Recovery Alliance has been operating in Lawrence County, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We've been there for about a year now.
And why the sudden change? Why would they not allow the Indiana Recovery Alliance to continue to operate in that county?
So we saw recently in Madison County a concerted effort to first try to make sure that the syringe exchange up there wasn't reapproved, and then when that failed, they defunded it. And that was led primarily by the prosecutor up there, instructed, we believe, by Attorney General Curtis Hill. During that reapproval process, a lot of people showed up to voice negative opinions about the needle exchange there, and the county health department was not prepared for that. We want to go into this Lawrence County reapproval process prepared because we know that when people have information about harm reduction, syringe exchange, and naloxone, that it is it's just a common sense, rational, sane response to the opioid and hepatitis C crisis that Lawrence County is facing. Not having that information and being bombarded with hyperbole or moral panic tends to, you know, side with hyperbole and moral panic. So we just want to make sure that that doesn't happen in Lawrence County like what happened up in Madison County. Unfortunately, the way the law is set up, we have to get reapproved now every 2 years. The commissioners who initially approved the syringe exchange program in Lawrence County, none of them are commissioners any longer. So we have a new round of commissioners, and we want to make sure that they have the same information that the previous commissioners had. So we don't have any evidence that it would be the prosecutor or General Hill. We know, though, that that's exactly what happened in Madison County, and they didn't know about it until the day of the reapproval process. So again, we're just going to look at what's happened in other parts of the states and prepare ourselves for that. And we know, again, that if people get the evidence and get the data and get the research, that there's absolutely no question about what the commissioner should do and how they should vote.
And what was some of the criticism that was leveled at the Madison County commissioners when they were reviewing that program?
Well, they set up the meeting so that people who were speaking in favor of the needle exchange could not be government employees or state or county employees. So they loaded it so that nothing positive could be said at this meeting, and then had regular citizens coming through again. And I don't know the specifics of it, but I do know and am certain that nobody had any actual data. So again, Attorney General Curtis Hill continues to disseminate information that he now knows is incorrect and has been corrected by the Center for Disease Control. His response to that was that the Center for Disease Control has a pro-syringe agenda. And without saying that they were lying, he's basically saying that they are twisting information for their pro-syringe agenda. So Curtis Hill is basically saying he knows better than the Center for Disease Control on how to contain epidemics.
And you're hoping for, it sounds like, a turnout from a number of people to at least make sure that the commissioners are aware of some of the benefits of syringe exchange and harm reduction programs. Could you talk about what those benefits would look like, particularly with regards to Lawrence County?
Sure. So we've given away dozens of treatment referrals since we've been there. We've done dozens of HIV and hepatitis C tests. We've had 52 overdose reversals. So that is quite literally 52 times where somebody's kid came home for dinner that night that might not have otherwise, right? Whether they ended up in the hospital or worse yet, a fatal overdose. So we know already that the program is having an effect, a very positive effect for Lawrence County. I think it's also interesting, you know, I mentioned that Madison County defunded the syringe exchange. Well, Lawrence County actually doesn't give any money for the syringe exchange. Any money that we've gotten for the Lawrence County Syringe Exchange has come from grants, and we got a tiny bit from the state. So it actually doesn't even cost them anything. So the only reason that I can think of, again, that they would vote against it would be, again, just out of moral panic and hysteria. This is not the time for that. So those are the immediate positive effects we've had. But we also know from the data that when there is a harm reduction outfit with syringe services programs coupled with medically assisted treatments, which there are now in Lawrence County, that there's an 80% decrease in HIV, right? And we're pretty sure those numbers would translate over to hepatitis C. And we know the participants that came in initially and were tested for hepatitis C, when we have tested them again a year later, they remained hepatitis C negative. For every dollar spent, and again, they're not spending any money, there's $7 saved. And my question for anyone who would get up and say, we need to shut this program down, would be, what is your plan for the hepatitis C epidemic that Lawrence County is experiencing, for the overdose epidemic that they're experiencing, not for connecting the hundreds of people that we have started to connect with other social services, with those services, and what is the data you have that shows that is going to work?
Chris, anything to add or anything else you think that listeners either in Lawrence County or anywhere in our area might want to know before this meeting ends up happening?
Any of the listeners in Lawrence County are welcome to call the commissioners, call a commissioner, and just let them know that you support a multi-pronged effort based in science and data to protect the youth of Lawrence County. I guess I'll end with that. We have this idea of what opiate users look like. Well, in Lawrence County, the vast majority of them are in their early 20s. Right? So if this program is shut down, it is literally sending a decent part of a whole generation out to either die or become infected with deadly disease. So the children of Lawrence County that will be most negatively affected.
And Chris, last question. Are there any other efforts like this going on in the state, or are there any other syringe exchanges or harm reduction programs that you know of that are being either targeted or up for reapproval?
Well, again, so the Attorney General's office has a blanket targeting all of the syringe access in Indiana. Luckily, he's relatively politically isolated, even from members of his own party. But, you know, this happens time and time again. It takes effort and time to become educated on this topic. So we hope that commissioners and people making these type of decisions will actually take that time to become familiar with the data.
Chris Abert of the Indiana Recovery Alliance, thank you very much for your time, and thanks for speaking with us at WFHB.
Okay, thank you.
That was WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaking with founder and director of the Indiana Recovery Alliance, Chris Abert.